USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
President Trump's legal challenge of the results of the 2020 presidential election have continued with a new lawsuit filed in Georgia. The new suit claims that tens of thousands of illegal votes were cast in the state and asks the court to decertify the results. Senator Mike Braun says that with suits working their way through the court system, the investigations into allegations of voter fraud need to continue. The Indiana Republican told ABC's This Week that if they don't, a large number of Americans will lose confidence in the electoral system.
You're going to have a good part of the country. It's over 50% that view that something is amiss, and that's going to carry forward in terms of undermining a democracy. I just don't think that if you don't pursue it, overturn every stone, this is going to linger into the future, and it's going to be to the disadvantage of whoever is there trying to run the country.
This is USA Radio News.
For over 3 years, you heard me rave about the MyPillow Premium Pillow from Mike Lindell. You've heard how they don't go flat, you can wash them and dry them, they maintain their shape, and they are made in the USA. Well, now you can get the best deal ever on a MyPillow Premium Pillow, the ones that started it all. You can get a standard or queen-size premium MyPillow for $29.98. That's a $40 savings, and king-size pillows are only $5 more. This is the time to buy because that 60-day money-back guarantee is now extended to March 1st, 2021. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio offer square, use my promo code USA. There you'll find this special and savings deep discounts on all the MyPillow products, but only if you go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio offer square, and use my promo code USA. Or call 1-800-951-8175. Tell them you want the USA Radio special on MyPillow Premium Pillows.
President-elect Joe Biden will tap California's Attorney General Javier Becerra to become the next Health and Human Services Secretary. If confirmed by the Senate, Becerra will become the first Latino to lead that department. Becerra had previously served 12 terms in the House of Representatives. A new report found that a rash of illnesses among American diplomats in Cuba and China were likely caused by directed microwave radiation. The report from the National Academy of Sciences was commissioned to further study a number of mysterious illnesses among 24 U.S. personnel in Havana in 2016, as well as cases a year later in personnel at a U.S. consulate in China. The study found that directed pulsed radio frequency energy appeared to be the most plausible cause of the illnesses, whose symptoms ranged from headaches and dizziness to difficulties concentrating. The report did not assign blame for the illnesses, but did note that similar research with microwaves was done in the Soviet Union. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
A new stay-at-home order in California is getting some pushback from some of the state's sheriffs. Lance Pry has the details from the USA Radio News West Coast Bureau.
As California locks down again, the pushback is greater than ever. Riverside County Sheriff Chad Bianco calls out Democrat Governor Gavin Newsom.
The dictatorial attitude toward California residents while dining in luxury, traveling, keeping his business open, and sending his kids to in-person private schools is very telling about his attitude toward California residents, his feelings about the virus, and it is extremely hypocritical. These closures and stay-at-home orders are flat-out ridiculous. The metrics used for closures are unbelievably faulty and are not representative of true numbers and are disastrous for Riverside County. When the medical field is so split about this virus, it might be time to employ a little common sense.
Sheriff Chad Bianco says he's instructed the department not to enforce lockdown violations. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Early action in the NFL today saw the Dolphins beat the Bengals 19-7. The Raiders score at the last second to keep the Jets winless 31-28. The Browns beat the Titans 41-35. The Colts top the Texans 26-20. The Vikings needing overtime to beat the Jaguars 27-24. The Lions beat the Bears 34-30. And the Saints pick up their 10th win of the season over the Falcons 21-16. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.